Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. Seriously, I'm so glad you're here. We have fun talking Disney. We couldn't do this without you, so thanks for dropping in and spending some time with us. Today, Ricky and I are going to be talking about places to stop, sip, and snack around Walt Disney World, because right now with the mask policy, you can't walk around and eat and drink at the same time. You got to pause. You got to be sat down. You got to stop to be able to snack or sip on your beverage. And we're going to talk about great places to do that, especially with feedback from listeners of the show. Don't forget, today's show brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. So when it comes time for your next Disney vacation, check them out and give them a try. Their services are absolutely free to you. And every time you book a trip with the Magic for Less, it really helps out the show. So please check them out today over at the Magic for Less. .com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. You get all your Prime benefits, cost you nothing extra, and every purchase helps support the show. So please use it as often as you can, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Finally, if you really want to support the show, become a patron, patreon.com/brguestpodcast. Lots of polls, discussions, photos from back in the day, and a mini podcast called Mike in the Midwest every Thursday. So support the show over there at patreon.com/beourguestpodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1735 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman, from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday to you. Hope you're having a great wrap to your week. Hopefully it was productive. And more importantly, you have a fun weekend in store. So we're going to have a great time talking Disney today. This is going to be one of those shows where it's a mental vacation. Even if you can't get down to the resorts, the parks, all the other places on property, we're going to take you there in your mind's eye. So if you're on a run, if you're cutting the grass, doing the laundry, just chilling in the car, you're going to be able to picture these places, hopefully most of them, if not all of them, and take a little quick vacation down to Walt Disney World with us here this weekend. I love these kind of shows. Because I'm missing Walt Disney World, something fierce. I'm 5 days away from getting back. It's been too long. This is going to be my first trip with just Mallory. I used to take Paige all the time, just her and I. Never just Mallory and I. So it's going to be a fun experience. We'll talk about that coming up here soon because I'm going to be recording a lot of stuff here for the show. But to take this quick journey down to Walt Disney World, we have Ricky from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, yes, and the magic, yes. the MouseForLess.com. What's up, Ricky?
We'll get it eventually. It's fine. One out of two shows. It's not bad. It's not bad, no. Not a lot. Just getting ready for the weekend. Got a big weekend of nothing. So, but, you know, that's okay. So it's all good. A big weekend of cleaning, actually, is probably what will end up happening in our house, so.
Yeah, I have nothing this weekend. Next weekend, I will be at Walt Disney World. God willing, everything stays open. Everything works out. And so, again, this is that period where we're flying out Wednesday morning that it's just like time creeps. Creeps.
Ugh. And, you know, the best thing that I have for people who are wanting to make sure that they get to follow along with Mike Rallman on his trips is to either follow Mike on social media or the Be Our Guest podcast on social media because, you know, we share everything on those two accounts. And I mean, trust me, when Mike goes down, I'm constantly working to get the stuff shared on the accounts that we have. So,
and it's just going to be Mallory and I. We're meeting up with Scotty G down there, who's actually there right now, but we're going to, you know, without my wife, you know, I don't have to ever put the phone down, period. You know, cause I mean, she never tells me to, but I feel bad. So I won't feel, you know,
yeah.
Mallory
you won't
will be
feel
on
bad
her phone
about
too.
Doing it with Mallory.
No,
yeah.
Cause
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
She'll be on her phone the whole time too. So
this is true. Exactly. She absolutely will be on her. So it'll be a good daddy daughter trip. We have both of you on your phones.
Yeah, we won't talk to each other, but we'll document the whole trip via social media.
Exactly. So make sure you're following along with Mike and the Be Our Guest podcast social media because you're going to miss out on so much fun. So
can't wait. Okay. So we are talking again, kind of having fun here on a Friday as we do from time to time. We are going along with sometimes, you know, we give information on Fridays, but this one's going to kind of just be a virtual getaway, kind of a fun show. So In the past week and a half, Disney has announced a change. Again, the mask policy is ever changing. It evolves daily, if not, you know, hourly, with, you know, creative ways people are trying to use their masks, what they're making their masks out of, how they're distributed on their face, things like that. Well, and I will, I said this on the live show Sunday night. You know, we were having a discussion about this, and when this first initial mask discussion came about, Scott and I were talking, and we came up with the perfect solution. We said, well, you just walk around with a soda in one hand, a pretzel in the other, and you're eating, you're drinking. You don't have to wear a mask ever. So obviously they listened in, and no, it's common sense. But so the new policy is that you cannot be snacking or drinking as you're moving. You have to be stationary, park yourself somewhere to enjoy your beverage or your snack. If you're going to take your mask off, and then as you start moving, you have to cover up, and you can hold on to your stuff, but you got to stop when you're eating and snacking. So it makes sense. But so today, here's my proposition. So for folks that have been listening to podcasts for the past decade or more, you know, we've been on the air for 12 years. Other shows have come and gone. There was an episode way back in the day that I remember listening to as we picked up Paige from her dad's house, because I'm her stepdad. She used to go visit every other weekend down in South St. Louis. We were picking her up, and I remember listening to this show on WDW Today called Sip, Snack, and Sick.
Yes, one of the best episodes ever.
It's probably the best ever podcast ever. Yes. Like of any podcast ever. It was so funny.
Absolutely.
With Matt, Mike, Mike, and Lynn. Oh my God, it was so stinky. I'm about to crack up just thinking about it. It's probably been 10 years since that show came out. I would guess.
And it's still hysterical.
Still hysterical. Anyway, they're basically doing food and wine, going around and hitting challenges for each other and so forth. But so today's show is going to be called Stop! Sip and Snack. So the premise of today's show is going to be great places to go get a snack where you don't have to walk a mile to get the food or the drink, but it could be a bench, it could be a rail, somewhere where you can take a load off and your mask and enjoy your beverage or your snack and still have something to watch or something to listen to, or, you know, maybe some awesome shade where you can cool off in the warmer months. So it's going to be a good place to stop, sip, and snack. Love All right. So, Ricky, when I told you about the show, what popped into your head first?
Well, I'm going to take the first one. I have a couple off the bat, but the first one I'm going to take because I don't want you to steal it. So I have a feeling this is going to be one of your answers. So I'm totally stealing it first. My suggestion is going to be to head over to Sleepy Hollow and get one of the waffle sandwiches. You can do either the Nutella and fruit waffle, or they have the chicken waffle, and it's fantastic. And they have this great area where you can just sit and relax. It's undercover a lot of the times. There are a few spots that aren't, but, you know, I'm sure that it's fine at this point. And you can just relax and just hang out there, enjoy a meal / snack, because the snack is so large that it definitely could double as a meal, and just have a good time. Be at Disney, right? That's the whole point. So you get the music from Liberty Tree Tavern, or, you know, from Liberty Square, and it's just, that's, I don't know, that's just the perfect spot.
Is it weird
right
that the Liberty Tree or Liberty Square background loop makes me always crave seafood?
No, because totally, I mean, you think about the fact of Columbia Harbor House.
I know, that's exactly it, because they play at Columbia Harbor House, and it makes me go seafood. I need a lobster roll. Exactly. I hear that sometimes when I'm like messing around on my computer, it comes on. I'm like, God, now I need like shrimp.
I know, right? It's actually one of those things where Brian and I were listening to music today that was, you know, Liberty Square, and I was like, oh, I really could go to Liberty Square right now. So it's so fantastic.
I'm Pavlov's dog. I need seafood. Okay, so that's
I need seafood. Yeah. So, or a waffle sandwich.
Now, I threw this question out in our Patreon group, which again, patreon.com/BRGuestPodcast. Check it out. We have so much fun over here with these, and this post had only been up 6 hours at the time we're recording, and we had tons of feedback on this, and we had fun discussions. So I want to get through everybody's over there. And we'll talk about these, because this is going to take you all over property and give you places to consider. So we have to go through these kind of quickly. There's so many, but places to consider. Stop! Sip and Snack. Katie Holmes, She says, on the grass in front of Casey's with a view of the castle and Main Street.
Ugh.
Here's going to be my question to you. Have you ever done that? Yes, I have. I'm going to say yes or no if I've done these. Yes. With a foot-long hot dog. Scott had another foot-long hot dog. We had so many fries. It was all both of our families. It was ridiculous in July.
All right. So I haven't sat on the grass, but I have absolutely stopped for corn dogs from Casey's. Gotta get the corn dog nuggets. That's where I'm at.
It's closed. I'm not going to get any of this trip.
Because it's such a tiny little space too. So like it makes sense.
I'd risk it for the biscuit. I'm just saying. All right. Susie Campbell says France Pavilion in Epcot, get an ice cream or something from the bakery. One can almost always find a spot to sit on the edge of the planters or fountain. I have.
Yes, I have too. It's for Jocelyn, that's like her family's go-to spot. And, on their trips, they go there multiple times. But the bakery they have so many great options. And again, the bakery is a place where it's not just like sweet treats. Like they have a lot of
good ham and cheese sandwich back there.
Yeah, like they are legit like snacks that are meals. Like I've gotten soup back there before. But in the fall, they have pretty good soup. I think I got a pumpkin soup one time actually that was really good. They have a lot of really great options at the bakery.
They have great options for breakfast too, like hot breakfast sandwiches.
Yes.
What you can do, you're on vacation, let's face it. And that's why I run every morning before I get going for the day. I have a hot breakfast sandwich and get like an eclair or something, like a breakfast dessert.
Yes. Ooh, I just go straight for the breakfast dessert. I don't get the healthier option. I just go for the eclair. So it's fine.
All right. Sarah Goff says, since Casey's is still closed, I will grab a snack and sit in those iconic yellow and white tables outside the restaurant and take in the sights and sounds of Main Street, USA. Yes, I've been
yes.
there. Yes. That's a good
definitely.
One.
Definitely.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you got to decide, Katie wants to sit in the fake grass, the AstroTurf, or you want to sit in the tables. I've done both. This kind of depends on your mood. Jessica Sahayuni says, sitting near the Hall of Presidents looking out onto the river. Yes, I've done this. And I remember back in the day, this was when Paige was little. We were waiting for Spectrum Magic with ice cream sandwiches from Sleepy Hollow before Spectrum Magic. And there were white rocking chairs. Actually, it wasn't in front of the Hall of Presidents. In front of, where were we? I think we were in front of Diamond Horseshoe, maybe. But in that same area, looking out over the river.
I think the rocking chairs are still there. So
they move around Liberty Square, I think.
Yeah,
sometimes.
They do. Okay.
Beth Johnson says at the Magic Kingdom, are all these? We had one Epcot so far. Beth Johnson says at the Magic Kingdom, before entering Liberty Square, in the bridge to Liberty Square over the moat, there are.
So this seems like a popular spot, by the way.
I'm saying these people are patriotic. There are two sides with six benches total, and the cavalcades come right by there. So this one's like a current day where you need to go. So before entering Liberty Square, in the bridge to Liberty Square over the moat.
Yes, I've been in that area for parades and stuff like that before. Yes, that's a great area. I haven't seen the cavalcades, but I've definitely seen the parades there, and it's a good spot.
That is good. And I have actually seen Spectrum Magic there back in the day, but that was a long time ago.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Katie Holmes says bench on Sunset Boulevard, eating a carrot cake cookie from the Trolley Car Cafe and listening to the screams from Tower of Terror.
Yes.
I have not done that one, but that one sounds good.
I maybe haven't eaten on Sunset. I've eaten. Well, no,
I don't think I've ever stopped on Sunset. I just go up and down it, but I love Sunset because it's got a great background loop.
I stopped one time at I went to Trolley Car Cafe and I had a Darth Vader cupcake from there, and I went and I sat and I ate it on Sunset. So yes, I have done that.
I would much rather have a Darth Vader cupcake because I am not into carrot cake. I know people rave about that carrot cake cookie, but
it's
I'm
so
not
good.
Into it.
Both,
oh, no way.
Both are delicious. I'm down for both. So both are fantastic.
Give me a Darth Vader cupcake on Sunset and I'm sold. But not good. Carrot cake. Katie, I guess save them for Katie. So I don't eat all
there
the
you go. That's nice
cookies.
Of you, Mike. It's really nice.
My buddy Wade Anderson, who has run 20 half marathons on 20 consecutive Saturdays up in Lincoln, Nebraska. He's the man.
That's impressive.
He says, this is why we're brothers. This is one I would have picked if I was going to say one. He says he's going with the Japan Pavilion in Epcot up by the quick service. removed and quiet from the hustle and bustle. Also anywhere on the Tree of Life trails at Animal Kingdom. Those are his two sets. Yeah. There's nothing like that. What's the name of the quick service place in Japan? Well, it's up those steps. There's koi fish.
Katsura Grill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love the food, but I love the atmosphere. It feels like you're miles away from the promenade, and actually you're probably only 500 yards, 400 yards from hustle and bustle of all that. It is gorgeous. Koi fish, running water, shade, trees. That is one of my favorite places to sit and snack. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a fantastic spot. I've definitely eaten there before.
What about the trails at Animal Kingdom? I've never done that, though.
I've never eaten on them. Yeah. I've definitely walked them before. Yeah. I've never stopped and smelled the roses there before, but that looks like a fantastic spot to do that. So I like it. Maybe grab a popcorn. Yeah, that's good.
They have roses back there? I didn't know.
No, they don't have roses. Stop and smell it. I guess I should say just stop and smell the plants.
Stop and smell the baboons' butts.
No! You're terrible.
Well, that's what they do to each other. All right, Lindsay Waits. She says, the Morocco Pavilion is a great shaded spot with peaceful water sounds, too. Now, never eaten back there. Gone back there, and I agree, it is peaceful. It is beautiful. Yes. But you got to watch those relaxing water sounds. You got to make sure that you have taken care of business before you sit down, or else it'll just drive you crazy.
Oh, my gosh, Mike, stop. Stop! You're terrible. That's awful.
You got to think about these things.
It's a good spot. Grab some baklava from Tangerine Cafe and just head on over to one of those spots and just enjoy. I love it.
Yeah, they have, I don't know what they're called, but they're like soft tacos from Morocco. So good.
Got it.
Kind of like a soft taco.
That's not what they're called, by the way.
They're not called that, but they taste like a soft taco. I had them at Food & Wine years ago. Yes. I'd never had anything from Morocco. It was like a Moroccan soft taco. Christy Arthur says, in Adventureland, not far from Sunshine Tree Terrace, across from Island Supply, there are some stone benches kind of tucked away, but you can still see really well. Sit there with a Dole Whip or a citrus swirl and watch all the mayhem and listen to the background loops. One time we watched a variety of characters just spontaneously run by.
Nice. Oh my gosh. That's interesting. I think I know what area she's talking about. It's a really great area to sit and just, again, not a lot of people know about it, and you can let the Walt Disney World go by. It's just kind of this peaceful area. A few people sit there, but it's definitely a great area to stop in.
Do you think she's talking about the lava benches? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They're kind of that dark rock that looks like it's got a little mortar in between them. I love the looks of those, but I don't think I've ever stopped there to sit.
I've definitely stopped there to sit. I didn't stop there to eat, but I've definitely stopped there to sit before. Hmm. Yeah, it's a great spot.
Mm-hmm. And it's right there next to Sunshine Tree Terrace. You can get your Dole Whip on and citrus swirl and get it going. Yeah.
Aloha Isle. You're all good.
Yeah, it's coming. Well, I mean, it's closer to Sunshine Tree Terrace now, but yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
It used to be close to Aloha Isle. All right. Leah Ann Stringer says, things are very different right now, but we got home from a Disney trip last week. Both days we went to Epcot. We grabbed snacks and sat on benches in the Disney Trader Store at the entrance to World Showcase. The benches were in the shade and were distanced enough that we were comfortable taking our masks off to eat. My kids are kind of boring, so we just grabbed giant donuts they sell at the little kiosk right by Disney Traders. I enjoyed a frozen cappuccino.
Nice.
I've never sat there, but I did comment on this one. I said, yes, I need one of those donuts. I can be boring.
I need the frozen cappuccino.
Have you ever, I know what she's talking about, because say you go down the main thing into World Showcase and the store straight ahead, the lagoon's behind the store. You turn left towards Mexico, and then on your right, there's that little coffee stand with the donuts.
Oh, yeah.
Those donuts always look so stinking good. But my problem is, there's so many good foods back in World Showcase, and that's where I'm heading. So I've never gotten a donut because I'm so much time, so little, so many snacks, so little time kind of thing. I always am tempted by that donut, but I've walked past it because I'm thinking, so many things I'm going to find in World Showcase. But God, those donuts look so good, especially the pink ones.
No, I've never gotten the big giant donut. The closest I did was that when they had the Cronut, and that was, at the refreshment port. But I don't know if they have, I know they bring the Cronut out every once in a while, but I don't know if they have it anymore, on a regular basis, which makes me sad because it was delicious.
I tried the Cronut one time and I wasn't as, I thought I would, it sounds like my perfect, it's like my perfect partner, but it disappointed me slightly. It wasn't the best. But I did get you off that cart over by Test Track. I don't know if that was the best.
I got mine from the original refreshment port spot, yeah, which was where they first started selling them. So I'm not sure how good they were at the, you know, the Taste Track little kiosk thing. So yeah. I do know they sold them there for a while, though.
Kind of tastes of rubbery. Kind of had a good year after.
Not good. Yeah, I'm sure. You might have gotten a tire. It's fine. Okay.
All right. Katie Holmes is back with another one. She says, enjoying an ice cream sitting on the rock wall near the entrance to Expedition Everest.
Oh,
that's a good one because there's a lot to see. And the rock. I have sat on that rock wall. Never snacked there, though.
Always such a busy spot, though. I mean, maybe not now, but like I never feel like sitting there because it's just always packed. So maybe not now, but it is a good spot to sit and people watch. I have to say that.
Well, it's a good spot too if you have like folks riding Everest and you're just not up for it. Because like I'll ride Everest once, but if I'm with people that are like, oh, I gotta go again, like I'm like, I'll sit here on this wall and just watch. You know, I'll try to find your train. Yeah.
Yeah.
With ice cream, I would rather ride ice cream or eat ice cream than ride Everest the first time. I mean, ice cream beats roller coasters. Greater than.
Some. No.
Yes.
Sorry.
Oh yeah.
No.
For real.
No.
Christopher Chabot says it's simple, like to grab a pretzel in Frontierland and sit on one of the porches overlooking the river. Simple guy, simple snack. Sounds like a good combo, though.
It does. I like it. It's good.
I'm trying to think if
especially
I've done
for the Mickey pretzel.
Oh, I mean, yeah. I'm trying to think. So the Mickey pretzel, is there some other snack on that cart that I like? I know they have a good breakfast sandwich on that cart in Frontierland.
They have had a variety of snacks on that cart.
They have popcorn there.
They do have popcorn there, and it's a different kind of popcorn, I think. Like, they have, like, the regular, you know, butter, but then they also have I think they had a different kind for a while. I'm not sure if they still do. That would be what I would grab.
Yep. Okay. We got to get rocking here because we got a ton more. Right. Got to count on Joe Laszlo, my good buddy from down in Georgia.
Yes.
Epcot garbage cans.
Oh, well, yeah. That's definitely a good choice.
Correct. James Blackmore says, is the train station still open on Main Street? Appreciate the railway is closed, but we love that view looking down Main Street in the shade and taking a quick break while we're people watching.
I don't know if the train station's open. That's a good question.
The characters are up there at night, the cast members, but that doesn't mean it's open to the general
public. That doesn't mean it's open to the public, yeah.
I'll check.
That's a good question.
Chris Ketamura says, I always like the Seasons food court in the land. Good bakery items, and there are plenty of people to do people watching. He says in Animal Kingdom, he enjoys the Nomad Lounge for a long break. I've heard it's especially nice outside now because the boats with the characters go by. Snacking a show.
I like that. Also, hashtag Red Velvet Whoopie Pie at Sunshine Seasons. I'm just saying.
That is so good. You're right. You've got me hooked on those suckers.
Everybody that tries those suckers says that I'm right and I'm a genius because those are amazing. Well, those are so good.
There's like one thing, like, you know, if a dessert at a, you know, little counter service, little, you know, dessert case, you know, tastes good, but these things, like, you just look at it and you're like, get in my belly. I mean, immediately,
like, you know, I don't know, like, originally you don't necessarily think, oh, that's gonna be delicious.
Oh, it looks delicious to me. Oh,
it looks good. It looks good, don't get me wrong, but like, as per usual with Disney, like, sometimes the cake stuff is a little dry.
Oh, no.
But this is not dry. Like, they smash so much icing in there that like it keeps it really moist and delicious, and so it is hands down the best thing at Epcot's Sunshine Seasons. I mean, hands down. Yeah.
This next one, I think, might be the one that popped into the most people's heads when I said, you got to stop sipping snack.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm just guessing. Okay. Carrie Good says, always a fan of Columbia Harbor House, upstairs by the windows. Can still people watch, but you're in the air conditioning. I've done that one 100 times in my life.
Yes. Definitely. So I totally have done that. Yeah.
Oh yeah. It's, you know, it's especially best, and this sounds so terrible, to go up there if it looks like it's going to start pouring. For one, you're inside out of the rain, but then you get to watch, and this is so bad. This is just me, though.
You get to watch all the suckers running around.
You watch people scrambling because, like, you're stuck between Fantasyland and the Haunted Mansion there, you know, and it's like, you see people like running, like trying to put a poncho on, you know, run into like a pillar, run into somebody else. People are scrambling for the bathroom. Oh my gosh. It's especially if you're there, like in the initial downpour, like when people start panicking, like, okay, what's my plan now? I didn't think about this. Does it rain in Florida? And like, people are just like, it's a mess, but it's like a train wreck. It's kind of fun to watch. So
I have an update. Beth Johnson says the upper level of the train station is closed because of characters. So I just wanted to let you know. So
thank you, Beth. We appreciate that quick feedback. All right. Corinne says Tom Sawyer Island would be nice. And, you know, Tom Sawyer Island is open because apparently somebody was yelling last week and you can hear them all throughout the Magic Kingdom. Yep. Maybe it's not open now, but maybe they're using maybe it as like a penalty box or something. I don't know, COVID. And Corinne also says in Epcot, maybe by Figment. And she says, wish we were there now. Yes. Apparently Joy's taken over that little area by Figment and frolicking.
I've seen. She's adorable. I love all the character interactions. I just have to say, they are so stinking cute. Especially the ones at Epcot. And yes, they should continue. I'm just saying, those should continue as we move forward.
I'm excited for the socially distanced Rob base meet and greet. You know, you got Joy and you got Pain. It's like sunshine and rain. So no, we'll see.
I don't think that's going to work for you, Mike. Sorry.
Only some people get that. Allison Sauer says, we love getting Starbucks on Main Street and then sitting at the tables in front of the plaza, enjoying our iced coffee and people watching. Is that a perfect day? Like, you don't even need rides.
No. Or if you want to be socially distanced, you can go to that section that has the art festival.
That's
like,
coming
up. Marquee.
Spoiler.
And, Spoiler. Sorry. I'll let you continue.
Andrea Garland says, if you need to step away from others, my favorite spot in Hollywood Studios is behind the Joffreys when you exit the Tower of Terror. There are cement benches that are partially shaded and out of the way. Shh, don't tell anybody. Oops.
No, I've stopped at the Joffreys before, and I'm pretty sure I've sat at those benches. Yes, they're fantastic. They're so great. Yes.
And you know, here, another tip. Again, this is like a black diamond kind of tip for the folks that have gone many, many times, and you've like ridden the rides, or sometimes you've sat them out because you don't feel good. It's always fun to sit at the exit of an e-ticket ride because you get to see like little kids so excited. They went on it for the first time. They're talking to their parents 1,000 miles an hour, making it. You get to see people that are freaked out because they probably shouldn't have been on the attraction. It scared the crud out of them. It is, you know, that's one of those places where you get to hear the excitement of everybody leaving and talking about their immediate experience. I love that kind of stuff.
That's a good point. I like that too.
All right. Yeah. Jonathan Humphrey says, the seating for Flame Tree Barbecue is a great place to take a break. It's calm and the view is amazing. Just don't let the egrets grab your food.
True story.
Aggressive.
Those are mean little birds. Oh, and they're not so little, I guess I should say. Those are just mean birds. They will come up and just try to steal your food. So
also there's a historical marker there at that location. Do you know why?
No.
That was where the first Be Our Guest podcast meetup / live recording took place back in 2008.
Yes, it is. That is true. We did do the very first live recording at Flame Tree Barbecue.
Yes,
you are correct.
It was so
fun.
It was so cold, but it was so fun.
It was so cold. Oh, miserably cold, but yes.
We were bundled up. All right, Laurie Wiener.
We've been there on some cold days.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Laurie, one of our great lizards who just completed this huge challenge to run the equivalent of running across the state of Tennessee. Unreal. She says,
congrats.
The upper level of the train station at the Magic Kingdom, watching the crowds walk down Main Street, USA. Yes.
Just not now.
It'll be back. Alan Prawl says, we enjoy getting a Dole Whip or treat in the evening from the Pineapple Lanai at the Polynesian and relaxing on the beach there as we watch the electrical water pageant, hopefully again soon.
Yes. Yes.
Really any resort, you know, just get your snack. Resorts are kind of fun. It's kind of like the e-ticket attraction thing, exit area. If I've actually done this now, I've only done this on solo trips where I'm staying at Pop Century, but I will get like, you know, a tie-dye cheesecake or some kind of little sweet treat. And I don't want to go back to my room because I'm staying there by myself over a race weekend or something. I'll sit kind of right there outside the store. There's a bench across from the arcade. And just watch the people coming and going, because it is kind of fun, like seeing people coming, because you can see people that are arriving and they've never been to a Disney resort. They've never been to Pop Century. Yeah. Their trip is just now started within minutes. They're so pumped up. You see the sad people getting ready to leave, you know, dragging the luggage, and you just see it all and you get to listen to the music. Yeah, I like that kind of stuff. Yeah, definitely the resorts.
Yeah.
All right. Jennifer Price Retzlaff says, favorite spot by far is getting a Mickey waffle at Sleepy Hollow and sitting on the side of the castle to people watch. Doesn't get much better than that.
Agreed. Anytime you can get a Mickey waffle, it's a good day. So, agreed.
Yes.
I'm with you.
And that is a great spot. I've sat there many, many times right there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And the paint by numbers done. Speaking of Beth, she sent me a picture. It's all done. No more numbers.
Oh, good. No more numbers. No more numbers. Awesome.
Marsha, we have a lot of Magic Kingdom. Marsha Hopkins says, I would sit outside the Plaza ice cream parlor so we can enjoy all the activity on Main Street. I do this one probably the most because I get my All American Sunday and just kind of sit out there and take it in and eat.
You know, I think the reason that a lot of people choose Magic Kingdom is that's just so Disney to people. Like, you know, that's what people initially think of when they think of Walt Disney World. So especially Main Street USA, it seems like a lot, you know, that seems to be the most popular answer is just sitting somewhere on Main Street USA and just people watching, which is such a fantastic, I mean, we all do it. It's just fantastic people watching. So I get it. And it's so relaxing. I 100% get it. Yeah.
It is. And let me give you a tip about the All-American Sundae. You might think I might be giving you a tip like what to ask for, like extra whipped cream or, you know, nuts or no nuts. Now get it how they make it. But here's the thing. Don't spill that sucker on you because there's something in an All-American Sundae. You are not getting that out. I don't know what it is, some synthetic peanut butter or something in there. I eat them like on the 4th of July. It's like all over me by the time, you know, it melts immediately. Yeah. And I've gotten it on me. I mean, those stains do not come out on the All-American Sundae. I don't know what's in it. I'm just saying, be careful with that sucker. Like hold it in socially distance your Sundae from away from your face. I'm just saying.
I can honestly say I've never spilled one.
Yes, I have a couple times and it does not come out. I'm just saying, back me up if anybody else has had that. Okay, Megan McGee says, I always love eating at Casey's. I know it's not open right now, but I love being able to people watch the people walking down Main Street USA and still looking at my beautiful castle.
Yes.
We're getting a lot of that. Everybody likes a castle.
Yes.
But Mark Yerkes, my buddy up in Plainfield, Illinois. Different part of the Magic Kingdom. Grab a pretzel from the cart in front of Dumbo. Find a spot on the pathway walls just outside of Storybook Circus.
Oh, that's an interesting spot to sit and relax.
Now, you got to stay away from the Tomorrowland Speedway. Otherwise, you'll be breathing. Well, I guess the mask kind of helps that nowadays.
Yeah, but if you're eating and you're not.
That's true. You're in
the air.
Oh,
yeah.
How can I eat my food? It's not working. Laura Bosque. Quet says, I love getting something on the boardwalk, finding a shady place to sit and people watching. Sure missing Walt Disney World right now.
Rest in peace, Ample Hills.
Stop it. You're so mean.
I know. I'm sorry.
I used to like you.
Yeah. I still love you today, Mike.
Yeah, that hurt. That went right to my heart. You know that, right?
I know. Hey, mine too. I'm just saying, one of my favorite memories from one of my recent trips is being, on the boardwalk with all of you guys and sitting there and enjoying delicious Ample Hills. So, I mean, like, that was one of my favorite memories. So,
We're stopping the show.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. Rest in peace, Ample Hills.
No, the boardwalk is a fun place, especially at night, because there's, like, some entertainment out there. And there's people, people coming and going from Epcot Studios. Mm-hmm. It's fun. Yes. Candace Wilharm says, we like to grab a snack and sit on the benches by Liberty Tree Tavern. It's nice with the shade of the tree and the views of the riverboat. Mm-hmm. We do. We have very patriotic listeners. I didn't realize that.
Again, that seems like the second most popular answer besides Main Street. Yeah, like it's Liberty Tree area. Liberty Square area. I can't talk today. It's fine. It's fine.
It is. That's so fun. I love it, though. It's so fun. I love this because, every time somebody gives a suggestion, I'm picturing it in my mind, and it's helping me get through Friday. But also, like, when I go down in a week, I'm going to sit, I'm going to need a place to sit because you can get through these attractions really fast right now, and you're going to need to kind of chill out and get a snack.
Just don't spill your All-American Sunday.
I'm not, but I'll have one.
Wait, I don't know if the Plaza's open.
I think it is. I hope. Please tell me it is.
I don't know.
And now I'm going to have to check. Everybody needs ice cream is an essential food, people.
Ice cream is definitely essential.
If it is not open, I cannot have the Plaza not being open with Ample Hills being closed. Just forget it. I'm cashing in my annual pass. I'm done.
I honestly don't know if it's open.
I don't want to. If it's closed, don't tell me. Do not send me a message on any social media. Please. Just let me discover on my own.
Don't be disappointed.
Don't ruin my pre-trip week by telling me that.
Sorry, Mike. I think it might be closed.
Don't stop. I'm going to block you from all my social media. All right, Leonard Wilcox, my good buddy, says, mine is gone now, but I like sitting on the half wall outside of Mouse Gear where you can watch the fountain and people. It was out of the traffic and usually in the shade. Leonard is exactly right. I've sat there and it was awesome because even on a hot day, sometimes you get the mist off the Fountain of Nations. People were kind of going through that little, you know, you either went left or right. If you went past to the right, if you're leaving the park, past Mouse Gear. And what I loved was not only the Fountain of Nations, but the music that they played. Yes. That background loop was amazing.
I love that background loop. Yes. Agreed. I would sit on the other side at the Starbucks and just relax there. It's a fantastic spot. I mean, not now because obviously they're redoing all that.
Dirt.
But yeah, it's just dirt right now. But it's just a fantastic spot to just, again, people watch, relax, enjoy a nice beverage.
I would love when that music would come up. I'm doing a little.
I was hoping that was the fountain. Right,
yes, that was. Yeah. That was water. Amy Rivers says, sitting at a table near the pool, sipping a frozen cocktail. Any pool will do.
Yes,
I agree.
Any pool.
Yes.
Yes.
It's Friday. Great. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Exactly.
Sit by your pool and sip on your drink.
Exactly.
And frozen because it's hot. And, you know, frozen's Disney. So there you go. Yeah. We only have three more. Here we go.
All right.
Jody Binning says, halfway down Main Street in that little nook on the right before you get to the bakery. Great place to hide away, yet see everyone stream down Main Street. Now, I don't think she's talking about people streaming on YouTube. I think she's talking about people just moving as they are a stream. I'm guessing.
Yes. It's one of my favorite spots to just sit back and relax and people watch and enjoy a nice, usually ice cream. That's where I go and eat my All-American Sundae. So, yeah, that's my favorite spot.
Is that not called Center Street, right?
Yes, it's Center Street. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. And that's where you can also get a silhouette made, right? The cutout
it
thing.
Is. Yeah.
Have you ever done
that's
that?
Exactly where you. Huh?
Have you ever
have
done
that?
That?
No, I haven't.
Huh. It's very Silver Dollar City kind of thing.
Yeah, it's not. I don't know. I feel like. I don't know. It'd be weird just to have me and Brian have a silhouette done of each other. Like, I don't know.
That'd be epic though, hanging in your living room. That'd be pretty funny. Like, it'd be like ironically funny to get one done.
I mean, at this point, it would go with the painting that has been done, but never mind on that one.
I gotta look at my profile. Maybe I'll get one done.
There you go. That's a good call.
How does someone look like Pinocchio or something?
No.
It hurt my self-esteem. Like, I'm like, dude.
Oh, Mike, I have bad news for you.
Oh, stop. I don't even know. Okay, next one. Natalie Engel says, you're not going to say it. Because you know what? Stuff can open in a week.
So the Plaza Ice Cream Parlor is closed, Mike Rollman.
I have connections.
Okay, got it. Sorry.
Natalie says, I love sitting on the hub grass close to the castle and so magical. I agree. It's awesome. And you can kind of spread out a little and relax.
Agreed.
All right. Dana's got the last one. My good buddy down in Florida. He says in Epcot at the Rose and Crown by the water. Love those fish and chips to go with the nice English beer as you look out on the water. He said the thing I was going to say. Just avoid the birds.
Yes, this is true. Avoid the birds at all costs.
Yeah, the birds, the birds there, the birds at the water parks, man. They are aggressive, man. They're like, you're 50-50 on your meals. I think that's how they see it. Like, you got half of that meal for you and the half of the rest of the meals for my beak. You know,
that's absolutely true. The same is true for those, the yellow and white tables at the Magic Kingdom. Yep. Like, half the time, there's a bird that's going to come up and try to attack you and grab your food from you. So, just beware. Yeah.
Well, so that's all we have. So we're going to wrap it up here. Okay. Give us one more then. Real quick.
Nobody took this one and I am surprised because if you haven't done this, you need to. So Baseline Tap House. If you have not stopped and gotten a pretzel or the charcuterie plate there at Baseline. Yeah. Ding. Where's the ding? Where's the bell?
I hit it.
Oh, okay. There we go. You are missing out completely. It is just a fantastic spot. They have some outdoor sections. They have the indoor section as well. You can grab a beer. You can grab a drink or whatever. But it is hands down, when Brian and I go to Hollywood Studios, it is one of our must-dos at Hollywood Studios is to just stop, get a charcuterie plate, get a pretzel, get Brian a beer, and just relax and enjoy the day while we were at Hollywood Studios. It is the perfect spot. I'm disappointed in all you that you did not mention it, but I'm glad because then I can mention it. So,
Jared Bear always hangs out there, and I've seen lots of lizards taking over the outdoor patio over race weekends.
rightfully so. It's such a great spot to just relax and enjoy. It's I love Baseline Tap House.
I've never been there yet. I gotta check it out.
So good. I mean, maybe not with Mallory. Yeah, that might not be her scene. But you know, when you're there with the rest of us, we'll bring you over there.
I'll be there with Scotty G though, so the girls might have to just go do something.
Yeah, go to Baseline then. Baseline. Get a pretzel.
All right. Well, hey, that is for real going to do it. So we hope that you got a little mental vacation, you know, going around the Magic Kingdom, over to Epcot, over to the studios on Sunset, you know, the Polynesian Beach. We just want to help you kind of get through these times where we're not down. Most of us are not down there right now. We're just trying to have a little mental escape. And here's what we're going to do. We're going to put this on Facebook this weekend. Let us know what your suggestion would be. What place would you stop? Sip and snack. So let us know over on Facebook, facebook.com/BRGuestPodcast. I love it. It's so much. And so anyway, drop by Facebook. Give us your feedback. We hope you enjoyed today's show, really. We just tried.
Or on YouTube now. They can give us their feedback on YouTube.
They can.
Just saying. I know. We're YouTubers. What's up?
No, I just like to say that to my 12-year-old because it just makes her wince. Anyway, we're not on TikTok and we're not going to be. So just don't think that.
No, I'm not doing that. No.
So anyway. Today's show, of course, brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. We are booking 2021 Fall Disney Cruises right now. Drop by themagicforless.com. Great deals for Walt Disney World as well for the end of 2020, especially for Florida residents and annual pass holders. We can also book vacation packages all the way out through 2021 through September. So just drop by, check out all the great specials, all the trip planning tools, and while you're there, fill out that free, no obligation quote form. And if you mention the show, you and I are going to be working together, and I sure appreciate that. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. You get all your Prime benefits, cost you nothing extra, and every purchase helps support the show. So please do use it as often as you can, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Finally, check out our Patreon page, patreon.com/brguestpodcast. All of the feedback from today's show came from patrons of the podcast. I posted this on the Patreon. We got into this discussion like right away. It blew up immediately. So I didn't have any more to go with, or this show would have been 3 hours long. But thanks to our patrons, you're helping keep the show going through these times where travel is super slow. It's going to bounce back and we're going to get through this, but you guys are helping me out so much. And if you want to get some extra content, get on polls. We had a poll today. It was a 50-50. Magic Kingdom in the morning, Epcot at night. You had to pick one or the other. And it was almost dead down the middle all day long. I honestly thought Epcot at night would run away with it. Let me just hit the button right here and see where we are as we're recording real quick. I'm just curious because this one blew me away. So right now as recording, we are 58 for the evenings in Epcot, 52 for the mornings in the Magic Kingdom. It's that close. I thought Epcot might smoke it out. But, I mean, there's something magical about the Magic Kingdom in the morning.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I'm not there usually in the morning. But
it's awesome. It's like you have free reign of the place the first couple hours.
On those moments when I have been there at the Magic Kingdom early in the morning, yes, it is fantastic. Yeah, I do love Epcot at night.
Yeah, so, seriously.
Yeah.
The pre-eliminations music.
Although I don't think it's there anymore.
I bet you they're playing the music, don't you think?
I don't remember.
No? They should. I need my ice cream and I need that loop. We're going to be having words if we don't have some of these.
They weren't playing that loop before with the new Epcot Forever. I'm pretty sure they weren't playing that with Epcot Forever.
Okay, why are you doing this to me? I hate you.
You know, you made me happy this week. It's my goal to just bring you down a little bit. So, it hurts. You know, it's nice. We can listen to it in our hearts on YouTube and stuff. So,
And you know what? It's probably underneath today's show. So I'm just saying.
Probably.
You're probably hearing it right now. All right. Anyway, so if you want to get in on all the fun, we have Mike in the Midwest, a little mini podcast every Thursday as well. Patreon.com/BRGuestPodcast. Thank you to everybody who's a patron. Sincere thank you. I appreciate it very much and hope to see you over there this week. All right. Instagram and Twitter at BRGuestPod, at BRGuestMike, and again, Facebook.com/BRGuestPodcast and YouTube.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Time to get out of here. We're going to let you get on with your weekend. We'll be back again on Monday with the trip report, Wednesday with more listener questions, and Friday with another topical fun show. So until then, for Pam and Ricky, I'm Mike. Wishing you a great weekend. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.